We call it National Farmers Day. October 12th of every year is set aside so we can recognize the hard work that goes into feeding and supplying a nation. Records point back to the 1800s for National Farmers Day events. We're not really sure when the first celebrations of the day began. Modern agriculture has come a long way in how farmers grow crops. New tools, new technologies, and we'll need every bit of those advancements going forward. By 2050, the global population will reach almost 10 billion people. Our current agricultural system won't be able to produce enough food to feed everybody. Global food production must increase. Some say it needs to increase by as much as 70% to keep up with population growth demands. U.S. farmers and ranchers will lead the way. There are about 2 million of them dotting the landscape. About 98% of U.S. farms are operated by families, individuals, family partnerships, or family corporations. They are good at what they do. One U.S. farm feeds 166 people annually in the U.S. and abroad. So think about the farmers and ranchers the next time you pour a bowl of cereal, open a kitchen cabinet, or grab a t-shirt to wear. It's not possible without agriculture. And that's why farmers and ranchers are important every day. But on National Farmers Day, we pause to salute the blessing that is American agriculture and tip our hats to all farmers and ranchers. I'm Gary Joyner, and this is your Texas Agriculture Minute.